Christian Real Estate Coaching for the Christian Agent. What's up, faithful agents? Garrett Maroon here. I want to share with you briefly my heart for Christian group coaching. I want to help you turn confusion into clarity and reclaim an intentional life through authenticity. If you desire to know your God-given gifts, if you desire to build a God-honoring business, if you long to be challenged, encouraged, and taught by other brothers and sisters in Christ who both know your heart and your work, I hope you will reach out to me for a call. I'd love to tell you what my coaching company is doing. Go to faithfulagent.com/chat, and it will redirect you to my coaching page. Would love to see you there. Now, enjoy the episode. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the second episode of these Tuesday shorts where we dive more into actual tips and tricks and get into more of the nitty gritty. This is the Faithful Agent Podcast where we desire to help agents grow their business and their faith. And if these Tuesday shorts are helpful to you and you want me to do more, we're just testing it out to see if it would serve you and our community. Will you please let me know? Either shoot me a message on our Facebook group or Garrett@faithfulagent.com. Would love to hear your thoughts or how we can make it better, or hey, it's terrible, or stop doing the jokes. Would love to get your feedback to know if this is valuable, because this is important to us to serve you in our community. So I hope it is important. Today, we're going to be talking about the rule of eights, which is something I teach as I go through our group coaching and do that. Would love to share a little bit of that with you today on today's podcast. What does the rule of eights mean? What is it? And how does it apply to our lead generation? But before I do that, let me start with this, because I think this is important. Why wasn't Jesus allowed at any of the Jerusalem jewelry shops? Where's Tyler when you need him, right? Because they were afraid that he was going to break every chain. Womp womp. Anyways, I hope you enjoy that. Let's dive into what is the rule of eights. And if you want to actually visibly see this, it's going to be up on YouTube because it might help for you to actually see what I'm doing in the presentation. But certainly, I'm going to do my best to describe it. So if you're just in your car, it's going to make a difference for you as well. So the rule of eights. Well, remember, I want you to remember this. You've heard me say it before. Your job, at the core of what your job is as a real estate agent, is to understand how the Lord made you and be excellent at it. Understand how the Lord made you and be excellent at it. That's the goal of today. Well, here's the problem, right? If we talk about what are the issues in our lead generation, I had a coaching client once who he came to the call, and I had asked him to figure out all the ways that he generates leads, and he had 27 different means of lead generation, 27 different methods, right? The problem is we try to cold call and social media and Zillow and referrals and door knock and open houses. We try to do everything. We're trying to be all things to all people, but it just doesn't work, right? We weren't created that way. Only the Lord can be all things, right? Only the Lord is in all things. And so we are finite human beings. We cannot do those things. So we should stop trying to do what the industry tells us, which is be excellent at every form of lead generation. It's just not possible and it's not sustainable. So we're going to fix that problem today utilizing the rule of eights. That's the solution, the rule of eights. It's a simple thing. I want you to think about this concept for your lead generation habits. Remember this. Excellence in some is better than mediocrity in many. Excellence in some is better than mediocrity in many. So, what is the rule of eights? Let's do this quickly. First three steps. This is what I want you to do, and then I'm going to explain how to use it. First, write out every lead generation method you currently use. List your sources. So anything you've used in the past year, write it down. Have you bought a lead? Have you made a cold call to a FSBO? Have you door knocked? Have you hosted an open house? Have you connected with agent-to-agent referral? Have you worked on your sphere? Anything that you've done in the past year, write every lead generation method out. Do that first. Then, once you've written them all out, I want you to choose your top three. And when you choose your top three, I want you to think about this. Which has been most effective? So you might actually have data. I hope that you do. If you don't have data, that's okay. Just choose which ones do you think have been most effective. So which ones have been most effective and which ones have been most enjoyable? Then pick your top three. So if you have a litany of options, you might say, well, you know what? Social media kind of worked, but I really love doing that. Social media should go in my top three. Or, you know, I really love cold calling and that should go in my top three. Or Sphere has been my bread and butter and I just love connecting with people. That's got to go in my top three. So you pick your top three. You've written out every source, then you pick your top three, which are most effective and most enjoyable. Then of those three, you rank them. Which one is most effective to least effective? So let's say you chose Sphere, social media, and open house. Let's say those are your top three. So you've gone through every method, you've seen all the methods, and you say, you know what? The top three methods for me to generate business are my Sphere, social media, and open houses. 1, 2, 3. Well, then, now that you've got your list, this is what the rule of eights does. One of the challenges that we have in this industry, in any industry, but one of the challenges we have is we're trying to do everything all at once, right? If you looked and said, okay, I've got a top three Sphere, social media, open house, I've got to go make all of them exceptional right now. How do I make my Sphere, my social, and my open houses better? Well, that's not possible. Humans aren't wired to be able to do. We can't actually accomplish multitasking that many things all at once. It's just not possible. What instead I want you to focus on, this is the rule of eights. You picked your first one. You said, this is the most effective, most important method for me generating business is my Sphere. I want you to solely focus on your Sphere, just that, until you've got the right plan and you're executing that plan at least an 8 out of 10. Okay? You pick a plan, you're executing that plan, and you get it until at least it's an 8 out of 10. Ideally, it's a 10 out of 10, right? But we're not going to be perfect. But you get your system to where you are executing your Sphere method of lead generation, generating referrals at least an 8 out of 10. Do that for 2 months, 3 months, until it becomes pretty routine for you. Then, and only then, do you move from that Sphere bucket to the next bucket, which is social media. Then you spend the next few months focusing on social media. What kind of system and method do you need to use to make social media effective in lead generation at an 8 out of 10? Once you've figured out how to make it an 8 out of 10, do that for a few months until it's consistently an 8 out of 10 and you're executing. Then you move from there into open houses. Now you look at open houses. How do I make this method into an 8 out of 10 and what I'm executing and the quality of the system that I'm using? The point is this, it's essentially habit stacking, but just in your lead generation. You want to get your Sphere, let's say in this example, you want to get your Sphere producing 20 deals a year, whatever that minimum baseline is going to be. Let's say your Sphere is producing 20 deals a year, and you know that you are going to each and every month execute what needs to be done in your Sphere at an 8 out of 10, so you're going to get those 20 deals. Awesome. Now you've got a baseline. Then you build on top of that. You've already got the habit built to do what you need to do with your Sphere. Then you build on top of that, and now you add social media. You figure out how to make that an 8 out of 10, and maybe that's going to bring you 10 deals a year. Awesome. Now you've got that built in as a habit in a routine. And then you put open houses on top and maybe that's going to generate 5 deals a year. And now you've built this habit stack. You've created routines. You've created competency and knowing how to execute these at an 8 out of 10. And it's going to produce you 35 transactions a year without all the chaos, without all the headache, without all the confusion of trying to do too many things for too many people or try too many different methods. This way, you can go when your coach, your team leader, whomever it is, comes to you and says, you need to be cold calling more often, you can say, hey, I appreciate that thought, but let me show you what I've been able to do. By operating in my Sphere consistently, I've been able to produce 20 deals a year, and this is exactly the plan that I execute. I know what I do, right? Now you can say, and you can put data, and you can put confidence in yourself back to them and say, I appreciate that thought, but here's how I do my lead generation. Remember, your job is to understand how the Lord made you and be excellent at that. If one of these methods that you're working on right now is something you completely hate, then don't do it. It doesn't make sense. If you're a bird, you should fly. If you're a fish, you should swim. But if you're a fish, you shouldn't try to fly. So understand who you are and be excellent at it. Using the rule of eights, understanding my top three, then focusing on the first one to get it to an 8 out of 10, consistently, and then moving to the second one, 8 out of 10, and then moving to the third one, 8 out of 10. This is how we stack good habits in our lead generation until we've built this incredible baseline of business for us. So no matter the market conditions, we're still okay. Now, ultimately, our job is obedience, and the Lord will determine the outcome. But this is something you can execute and implement right now. How do you take care of the rule of eights? What does that mean for you in your business? I would challenge you to go implement that right now and take a look at it. And if you want help with that, I would love to connect with you. We have an incredible group coaching. If you go to faithfulagent.com/chat, you can connect with me there. It will take you to my coaching site. Would love to connect with you there, and we can grow together in a group setting with other believers trying to figure this out as well. I hope this has been impactful for you. Go implement the rule of eights. Hey, faithful agents, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope it encouraged you to both grow your business and your faith. And as always, make sure you share this episode with a friend who you think would be encouraged by it. And join us on our Facebook group, if you aren't there yet, to come together with the other faithful agents around the country. Just go to facebook.com and search The Faithful Agent. And if you want to be encouraged more locally, because after all, local groups is where the real growth and change happens, go to faithfulagent.com/local groups to check out what we've got going on. And if there isn't a group near you, you can reach out to us right there and tell us you're interested in starting your own. Thank you, as always, for tuning into this episode. We hope to see you next week.